Welcome to Skeptic Meditations, where we explore the hidden side of yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. I am your host, Scott. Coming up in today's episode, number 001, we're going to evaluate the credibility of meditation experiments and how to do that ourselves. And we're going to explore what are the harms of meditation and of complementary alternative therapies. You can read the show notes and more at skepticmeditations.com. Please email me your comments and questions to Scott at skepticmeditations.com. Now, on to the show. Evaluating the credibility of meditation experiments. How to evaluate the credibility of meditation experiments. We're going to discuss that today, ways to do that ourselves. What are the harms of meditation and of complementary alternative therapies? This podcast suggests ways to evaluate for yourself the credibility of meditation experiments. I also present my thesis that meditators who also believe in subtle life energies, such as prana, chi, or ki, are more likely to seek out and harm themselves by using complementary alternative medicine, or CAM, including acupuncture, special diets, guided imagery, tai chi, qigong, and any sort of energetic, psychic, or spiritual healing used for the treatment of specific medical conditions or disease symptoms. Meditation as complementary alternative medicine. Firstly, meditation used for medical or psychological treatment is, in the medical and scientific domain, considered CAM, complementary and alternative medicine. CAM are physical, mental, chemical, or psychic interventions such as acupuncture, chiropractic, osteopathic, deep breathing, special diets, homeopathy, herbs, guided imagery, meditation, megavitamin therapy, massage, hypnosis, yoga, tai chi, qigong, and any sort of energetic, psychic, or spiritual healing used for the treatment of specific medical conditions or disease symptoms. How common are meditation and CAM therapies? The U.S. National Institute of Health published a 2012 study, and the Centers for Disease Control published a 2007 report showing most common CAM therapies, which includes meditation. Meditation has significant increases for usage as a therapy. Note, the two charts indicate there are commonalities between the other nine most common therapies as they relate to the underlying beliefs in subtle life energy, prana, or chi, or ki, which we discuss below. CAM practiced in the absence of evidence. CAM therapies are practiced in the absence of 1. Scientific, credible evidence proving their effectiveness, and 2. A plausible biological explanation for why they should work. Meditation interventions and CAM therapies have failed to meet their burden of proof as an effective treatment for medical and psychological intervention. Why? For credible evidence, CAM therapies must demonstrate 1. A biological basis, which is plausible and credible. 2. A provision the treatment could be proved to be ineffective, also called falsifiability. There is no plausible biological explanation that meditation techniques by themselves are more effective as a treatment than ordinary relaxation or placebo. One explanation could be the patient's belief is largely responsible for any benefits felt or experienced from meditation treatment. In other words, the placebo effect is what creates any significant felt results from the treatment. In other words, any effects from the treatment result from the beliefs in the person's mind or imagination, We will discuss placebo further below. First, though, let's return to whether there's any plausible, credible, biological basis for the effectiveness of meditation techniques. Biological mechanisms, subtle energy, prana, ki, or chi. Most meditation techniques are derived from Eastern Buddhist or Hindu traditions. These Eastern traditions posit there is some kind of subtle life energy, prana, ki, or chi, within and without the human body. Proponents of the subtle life energy, prana, ki, or chi hypothesis say practice of meditation techniques can unblock or improve the flow of subtle life energy within the physical body, thereby promoting health, healing both physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Supposedly, there is a subtle, scientifically undetectable network of energy centers, nadis or chakras, within the human body. The biological basis for such a highly speculative, invisible energy, or prana, ki, or chi life force, and a subtle energy body is implausible and as yet undetectable and has no credibility in modern science. Not only is there no biological mechanism or evidence of the energy, but meditation techniques themselves don't appear to be the active ingredient. Active ingredient in meditation? If the results of meditation or any CAM treatments were greater than a placebo, the treatments would be accepted as medicine, that is, evidence-based medicine. To date, no one has come up with a credible placebo to demonstrate that meditation is the active ingredient which gives the results or benefits. Nor has anyone yet devised any credible, replicatable experiments to demonstrate that meditation is more effective than ordinary relaxation, exercise, or cognitive therapy. Meditation studies presented in the mainstream media or news are often headlined as a viable or promising complementary alternative medical, CAM, or psychological treatment. Yet, the facts are meditation and CAM have not been demonstrated to be more effective than sham treatments or placebo. Let's now discuss the effects of placebo in meditation and CAM. Placebo and meditation or CAM. To reiterate, belief in and practices in meditation and CAM persists even after 1. The scientific evidence shows no effectiveness greater than a placebo or sham treatment, and 2. Their biological basis is not plausible and has been discredited. Our expectations that an intervention or treatment such as meditation can help sometimes gives us actual benefits. The placebo effect results when a fake treatment, an inactive substance like a sugar pill or a meditation technique, can sometimes improve a patient's condition simply because the person has the expectation the treatment will be helpful. In Snake Oil Science, The Truth About Complementary and Alternative Medicine, R. Barker Bousel, a former research director of the National Institute for Health, funded complementary medicine program, points out that if a completely inactive pill, ointment, or procedure, in other words, a placebo, accompanied by the expectation of effectiveness, can result in pain relief, then surely any therapy, no matter how bizarre, that we consider credible enough to seek out and pay for, can also result in pain relief or give us feelings of control and well-being. Complements of the placebo effect. The benefits some people feel from meditation practice could largely depend on practitioners' belief and may be temporary. What beliefs make it possible to feel psychological and physical benefits? 6 points of belief affects effectiveness. There was a time when I fully believed that meditation techniques, as well as many CAM treatments, helped me relieve pain or gain mental or spiritual control. Why? Because I, one, wanted to believe, two, needed to believe, three, was certain these beliefs fit my worldview and religious principles, four, had many acquaintances who also shared these beliefs, five, knew persons I respected who advocated these beliefs, six, interpreted personal experiences as evidence for the effectiveness of these beliefs. These 6 points fit neatly into a worldview I had adopted about Eastern mysticism, yoga philosophy, and magical, aka spiritual thinking. Magical spiritual thinking, gateway to meditation and CAM. What I discovered was my beliefs in yoga meditation, containing implausible subtle energies such as prana, ki, and chakras, linked directly to why I sought out and paid for CAM. My acupuncture treatment helped me because the needles are stuck in supposed energy meridians in the body. In reflexology, massaging of feet or hands, the tender spots on my feet mapped to energy blockages in the body. Same with psychic healing, mind over matter, and positive affirmations, which I all sought out. All these treatments were rooted in the same magical spiritual thinking that led me to believe in the effectiveness in yoga meditation practice. How to evaluate the research yourself. Why take someone else's word on these research studies into meditation or CAM? You could evaluate the evidence yourself. Granted that you also are open to learning from experts like Bausel and his excellent book, Snake Oil Science, The Truth About Complementary and Alternative Medicine. When evaluating scientific papers, Bausel recommends focusing on methods and procedure section, where items such as blinding, randomization, sample size, and dropout or attrition are discussed. We discuss these items further below. Results section, where the authors mention what was or was not statistically significant. Researchers who conduct systematic reviews or meta-studies, that is, studies of numerous studies, disregard investigator conclusions, writes Bausel in Snake Oil Science, which is one reason why systematic reviews are considered more effective and reliable than individual studies. Bausel recommends ignoring the investigators' discussions and conclusions sections, because this is where authors may try to put a positive spin on their findings. An interpretation of one experiment is not enough. Researchers want to review the body of evidence, as in systematic review noted above, in high-quality studies to see if the findings have been independently validated and replicated. 6 steps of increasing credibility of experiments. To evaluate the credibility of experiments, it is necessary to understand the methods and procedures are more important than the conclusion. In Snake Oil Science, The Truth About Complementary and Alternative Medicine, Bausel gives us 6 steps for evaluating the credibility of meditation experiments, which includes evaluating meditation treatments. In order of increasing credibility, the 6 steps for evaluating experiments are 1. Randomized controlled trials, or RCTs, are more credible than non-randomized trials. 2. Large trials with at least 50 patients per group, preferably more than 100, are more credible than small trials. 3. Large double-blinded RCTs using placebo groups are more credible than RCTs not using placebos. 4. Large double-blinded randomized placebo-controlled trials with 20% or less dropout rates are more credible than those with higher attrition rates, patients who drop out of the trial before it is finished. 5. Large double-blinded randomized placebo-controlled trials with 20% or less dropout rates published in high-quality journals are more credible. 6. large, double-blinded, randomized, placebo-controlled trials with 20% or less dropout rates published in high-quality journals that have been independently validated and replicated by other investigators are more credible. The gold standard for clinical studies or medical experiments are RCTs. To conduct RCTs, you'd select a group of individuals from a wide population and randomly assign them to either a meditation or a control group. Flaws with meditation experiments and RCTs. Although RCTs are considered the gold standard for clinical studies, including meditation experiments, they may be flawed by bias to believe. Often participants, patients, in the experiment are particularly interested in meditation. They join the study because of their interest in meditation. They join due to their belief that meditation can benefit them, which enhances the placebo effect. Controls. The biggest problem with meditation studies is finding the right kind of activity for the control group. That is, the placebo-controlled group that you will compare with meditation treatment group. Most researchers say you can't, and instead of placebo, use active control groups. Participants in an active control groups partake, instead of meditation treatments, in controlled relaxation, cognitive therapy, or exercise. Blinding. What can be done to blind participants as to which group, meditation or placebo, control they are in? The challenge is that researchers also are not blinded and know which group they are treating. When researchers and participants don't know which group they are in, the study is higher quality and is said to be double-blinded. When both study subjects and clinicians are ignorant which group they are working with, high-quality studies blind both researchers and participants. Harms of meditation or CAM treatments. The harm of using meditation or CAM to treat physical or psychological problems is the delay of credible diagnosis and treatment. Earlier diagnosis and treatment could have saved many people from further harm. Meditators often also believe in energetic, psychic, or spiritual healing, which are often a component of belief in CAM treatments. As we noted above, with the 10 most common CAM therapies in the NIH and CDC charts above, when belief or disbelief is the active ingredient in a treatment, then we should not claim that a therapy itself is effective. It's the belief that is effective, not the treatment. Unfortunately, people who meditate as treatment probably also believe in or use CAM therapies. Use of CAM or meditation therapies can delay diagnosis and treatment for serious illnesses, including cancer. I'm not implying all meditators are the same. They all use meditation as prophylactic, in other words, treatment to prevent disease. Obviously, many meditators use meditation for other reasons. A thesis I put forward in this post is many meditators, especially those who believe in subtle life energy, prana, chi, or ki, are more likely to seek out and be harmed by CAM treatments. There's no credible scientific evidence that CAM or meditation therapies offer anything more than temporary relief of stress. There is no credible evidence that meditation therapies are more effective than relaxation, sleep, drugs, or placebo, fake or sham treatment. Let me know what you think about evaluating the credibility of meditation experiments. And do you think beliefs in meditation, such as prana, life force, chi, or ki, lead to increased use of complementary and alternative medical therapies, which are harmful? Please send your comments to Scott@skepticmeditations.com. And don't forget, you can find the show notes and more at skepticmeditations.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.